What not to do, pushing doctrine, playing debater, or forcing spiritual disclosure. In this video, we are looking at what not to do in sensitive religious conversations. Do not push doctrine before you understand the person. Do not play debater when the setting calls for care. Do not force spiritual disclosure before trust has been built. Comparative religion ministry is not about winning a religious argument as quickly as possible. It is about listening, discerning, comparing carefully, and bearing witness to Christ with wisdom. Imagine a grieving son planning his father's funeral. He says, "I think Dad's energy is still with us." A poor response would be, "That is unbiblical. Let me explain what Christians really believe about death. That may be doctrinally clear, but it may be pastorally careless in that moment." Or imagine a college student says, "Religion has harmed people." A poor response would be, "Science has harmed people too, so your worldview is no better." That turns the moment into a contest. Or imagine a coaching client says, "I grew up in a strict religious home and I do not want to talk about God." A poor response would be, "You need to tell me what happened so we can deal with your rebellion." That is unsafe and intrusive. A Christian leader must avoid using spiritual authority to pressure a person into disclosure, agreement, prayer, or conversion. There is a difference between bold witness and spiritual pressure. Bold witness is honest about Jesus Christ. Spiritual pressure uses timing, vulnerability, authority, or emotion to push a person where they have not given permission to go. This is especially important with people who are grieving, sick, young, confined, emotionally overwhelmed, dependent on care, or afraid of rejection. Do not turn a wedding into a surprise sermon. Do not turn a funeral into a doctrinal argument. Do not turn a hospital visit into a religious test. Do not turn a coaching session into covert proselytizing. Do not turn another person's story into your ministry performance. Instead, slow down. Ask, "Would you like to say more about that?" Ask, "Is this a painful topic?" Ask, "Would it be helpful for me to share how Christians understand this?" Ask, "Would you prefer prayer, scripture, or quiet presence right now?" Truth does not need manipulation. The gospel of Jesus Christ is powerful enough to be offered without pressure. Christian leaders can be clear, humble, and patient. A person is not an argument to win. A person is an embodied soul to honor before God.